Well, hello, friends. Mark DiMatteo coming at you with a brand new message going out to our Great Questions group on this 19th day of February, 2014. This is actually going to be message number 33. The title is What If, Part 1. And it deals with our environment. The subtitle could be, What If There Were the Real Possibility of a Better World for You and Me? And I'm excited about sharing it with you, but I've got a couple of quick points I want to go through, actually three, before we get started. So let's do that quickly. First of all, a growth update. And since my last general message in January, I have actually personally reached out to somewhere around 50 to 60 people probably, and have been able to actually connect with over 30 that are also interested in the great questions just like us, okay? So as such, our group has grown from just under 780 at the last message to right at 810. And so specifically, if you're one of those new folks, I want to officially welcome you, even though I've already, like I said, emailed you and talked to you, most of y'all, I think everybody personally, but I want to say welcome to your first official broadcast. Next item on the list, number two, if you have been a part of the group for a while now, and you and perhaps even others you know have been positively impacted, folks, by the information being shared, and you would like to see it continue to grow and expand, then please consider supporting this unique outreach if you are not already doing so. In fact, folks, an easy way to do this if you bank online is to use your online bill pay service. That is something that I have done over the years to greatly simplify my sending support to some of the causes I believed in. I don't have to worry about writing out an envelope or writing out a check or putting a stamp on it. I just add it to my bill pay once, and it's a real simple reminder every month, and I can just quickly and easily send off some support. And so wanted to share that with you as well as a simple way to do so. And the information, address information for our nonprofit, which is Mark of Matthew Inc., is not only on my website, but also on the email that I have sent as well. And speaking of my website, this is the third thing I want to mention. And let me just say thanks in advance for those of you that will be supporting, have supported it, and again, appreciate it a bunch and help continue this operation, this very unique outreach, and which is certainly impacting a lot of people. So with that in mind, finally, an important reminder to each of y'all, especially if you are new, that these messages are actually a chronologically ordered series, and as such, they build upon each other. The earlier audios create a foundation and bring context and clarity to those that follow. So therefore, if you haven't yet heard them, please make every effort to review them at your earliest convenience, as your Great Questions journey with us will be much more profitable, will make far more sense, and be much more pleasurable to you as well. And they are all posted on my website, which is markdematteo.com. And again, it's on the body of the email, markdematteo.com. Okay, well, having said that, let's get rolling because, as usual, I'm excited about sharing this with you. And especially now, because this is some of the things that I love to explore that, in the context of what we've learned up to this point in the Great Questions group, paints a potential reality. Which deals with question number four, where am I going ultimately? That's a real possibility. So let me kind of get into my notes here so I stay on track. And in doing so, let me start off by saying this. Gang, I don't know about you, but I occasionally love to daydream, okay? I love to let my mind leave the realm of the everyday world in which I live and mentally explore possibilities of an existence outside of the one I now experience. And I would imagine that most of you from time to time probably love to do the same thing as well. So let's take a moment and daydream together. But instead of doing so from the point of pure fantasy, let's do so in the context of what we've been discussing so far in these messages and paint a picture of a reality that indeed could exist based on what we've learned thus far on our Great Questions quest. What if we went to bed one night in the world we all presently know and then woke up the following day to a world that suddenly operated like this? As we rise in the morning and begin our day, we have this strange and subtle sense that something is different. At first, we are not quite sure what to make of this feeling, for as we look around, everything looks the same as it did just yesterday. And yet, this feeling persists, and while we can't quite put our finger on it and are not really sure what to make of it, somehow in the back of our mind, we have this pervading sense that won't let us go that something has indeed changed. However, the mystery does not last long, for as soon as we check our favorite media device, okay, we are made aware of the fact that overnight scientists have made an astounding discovery. For some unknown reason, a powerful new form of electromagnetic field has suddenly begun emanating from the center of the Earth and is having an unexpected and unprecedented effect. This field, we are told, seems to be having a profound influence on the fundamental way our various forms of energy and power are operating. What's more, it appears that it is indeed a uniquely positive effect, as it is somehow beginning to act as a power amplifier on every energy resource presently in operation on the entire planet. Furthermore, we are told that if the preliminary indications are accurate, then these changes would eventually produce a dramatic enhancement in some of the key aspects of how we go about living our lives. For this field will, in effect, gradually begin multiplying the output of any given measure of all forms of energy and power, and eventually, perhaps, magnify them to previously unheard of levels. And the bottom line impact of this amazing development is that we may ultimately only need a small fraction of the previous amounts of energy to perform the same tasks as before. The report then exuberantly concludes that this may well be the dawn of a new age of abundance and prosperity for the whole of mankind, as this new field will eventually drop the power requirements for everyone all over the world and reduce them to only a tiny portion of what they had been previously. Well, this is certainly a surprising, somewhat shocking, but still a very exciting report to be greeted with first thing in the morning. And although we are not completely sure what the entire impact of all this may mean to us at that moment, we at least perhaps have our answer to why we have had this strange feeling that something was definitely different that particular morning. However, as we begin to move into the days and weeks ahead, we begin to see just how altered our reality has become, and the long-term impact of this change becomes truly momentous. For this new field begins to do exactly what the scientists predicted it would do, and that is gradually multiply the effect of every type of power operating on the planet. Perhaps one of the first things we notice, to our universal delight, is that our motor vehicles, regardless of what kind they may be, begin to run on steadily decreasing amounts of fuel. And a universal woohoo on that, right? For the first few days or so, we hardly notice it. But as the days continue to pass and our normal driving miles continue to add up, our fuel gauges appear to drop ever more slowly. With each progressive tank, the miles we get between fill-ups continues to increase. At first, it is only a modest change, say perhaps 10%, but soon it doubles to 20, and then 50, and then 100, actually twice as far as we used to go on the same amount of gas. Oh my goodness, but it doesn't stop there. In fact, we find that it's only the beginning, for as the weeks move on, this amazing trend continues. Soon, folks, we are getting 3 times the miles, then 5 times, then 10, and on it goes until our cars, trucks, and motorcycles are actually traveling an average of 30 times farther than they used to on the same tank of gas. At this level, a car that used to average 30 miles per gallon is now getting 900, okay? Can you imagine? Where would we want to drive to? For now, we have the gas to go anywhere we literally want to, okay? And furthermore, we soon find that this new field is having the same effect on our ships and trains and planes. Anything that is using some type of fuel, for they are all soon averaging around the same 3,000% increase in fuel efficiency. My goodness. Needless to say, the price of travel drops dramatically all around the world, as does the cost of all forms of shipping and delivery on any kind of freight, and everyone on the planet enjoys a newfound freedom of mobility beyond anything they had ever had before. But gang, this is just the start. For we soon realize that, as the scientist had indeed predicted, there are other areas as well that are being affected by this new field. For instance, another change we begin to notice is that our utility costs gradually begin decreasing. Whether it is our electricity, natural gas, heating oil, or perhaps even propane, in every case, each resource seems to be producing an increasingly greater amount of power as the time progresses. And here again, the net result is that we are needing less and less of each resource to fulfill the same needs as we had previously. So whether it is our heating in the winter or the cooling in the summer or lighting, electronics, or perhaps tools and appliances that we use all year long, on a residential and commercial level, the consumption of utilities required to meet these needs is ultimately reduced to a mere trickle compared to what it was previously. And as this reduction continues to develop, its positive economic impact is once again felt all over the world. Now, furthermore, this new field effect as also begins to spill over into some other areas that were perhaps a little more unexpected to some of us. Though there is no doubt that all of what was happening was certainly unexpected. The first of these is an area that impacts the vast majority of us in our modern age, and that is batteries and battery life. Most of us today have at least one PED, or personal electronic device, that runs on some type of battery power, and many of us have perhaps a bunch. We all know that the issue is simply, if anything runs on a battery, it needs to be recharged or the device will run out of power. Pretty straightforward. So all batteries need to either be recharged or replaced, sometimes occasionally and perhaps often. And this is true even with the advancement made in battery technology in recent years. Well, what comes as another pleasant surprise to us is that our new field begins having an enhanced effect on all our batteries as well. Whether this is from a direct influence on electricity alone, or more likely a combination of that plus its magnification of the battery's efficiency as well, the net result is that battery life and output are dramatically increased. No matter what kind of device it may be, flashlight, iPod, cell phone, tablet, laptop, perhaps a toy, a camera, even a golf cart or an EV, an electric vehicle, anything that operates on batteries now tends to run on and seemingly takes forever before the batteries are drained. How cool is that? And interestingly, when rechargeable batteries of any and all kinds do finally run down, they are now able to be recharged in a fraction of the time previously required. Another interesting point of note, which is certainly telling of our modern era, is that while this influence on battery power is considered by many experts to be perhaps a secondary effect of the field phenomenon, most agree, at least initially, that it might well have the most far-reaching impact due to the vast number of PEDs that now exist globally and the broad age range of people that now use them. However, this prediction only lasts until yet another effect from the field begins to manifest itself. And as it begins to do so, there quickly becomes no doubt that an influence upon this area will have an even broader impact than even that on batteries. For this one is in regard to our food, okay? And beyond all others, it is quite clear that there is certainly no other resource that more directly impacts the lives of literally every soul on the earth than food. At first, there's a degree of surprise that this new, quote, friendly field, as it was becoming popularly known as, would affect our food as well. But then again, the report did indicate all forms of energy, and after all, food is certainly our energy source as people, right? Folks, what began to happen seemed a little odd at first, but actually soon followed the same pattern this unique phenomenon was having on all the other forms of energy, and that was of multiplying its effect. Our food still seemed to look and taste the same, and we were still able to enjoy it. It just quickly became apparent that, due to the increasing effect of this new influence, its nutritional content and power, pound for pound, became increasingly and dramatically increased. Perhaps this is the only effect that initially was considered a mixed bag by those who really love to eat, for we gradually began noticing that we seem to need to eat less and less food than we used to. And furthermore, we are able to go far longer between meals, and we are able to do so without any excessive hunger or any noticeable drop in our energy and efficiency. Can you imagine that? Surprisingly, though, we have seem to have lost none of the normal pleasure and satisfaction of enjoying a good meal when we eventually do need to eat, which ends up as a pleasant and welcome surprise to those that particularly love their food. Beyond this, however, and no doubt on a far more significant scale, the field effect here certainly does have the most far-reaching beneficial impact thus far. For thanks to its influence, the nutritional requirements of every man, woman, and child gradually become easily and abundantly met, no matter where they are on Earth. Wow. What a dramatically enhanced reality we would be living in with just the possibilities we've only discussed here briefly. And yet there is even more to consider. For a change in the fundamental operation of power on this scale, caused by perhaps something like the field described here, or for that matter, anything else capable of affecting such a change, which has been the whole theme of the messages leading up to this point, okay, would yet have still other, perhaps even greater, and far more significant impacts than those we've already mentioned. So folks, stay tuned as we're going to discuss some more of them briefly in the next message, which will be entitled, What If? Part 2, okay? So I'm looking forward to getting into that with you all. In the meantime, have an awesome day, and folks, get excited about the possibilities, all right? We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye now.